Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet lochs and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visitscotland.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Brazilian jazz pianist Henrique Mota. We caught up with him from his base in Brazil to talk about his new 2026 album Waning Moon and life in the world of music. This record is an intimate and contemporary approach to solo jazz piano that combines lyrical themes with rhythmic subtlety and harmonic depth. He holds a degree in classical piano and has been gaining a reputation in the Brazilian instrumental music scene, particularly in jazz and fusion. Through his career, he has performed and recorded with renowned national and international artists such as Bob Minzer, David Binney, Rachel Therrien, Seamus Blake, and so many others. He has released 6 original albums, and all of which have received outstanding reviews from some of the most respected jazz publications and websites worldwide. It's quite a story. Enjoy this interview. Great to meet you. I'm looking forward to getting into the music. So again, thank you for taking a minute out today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. Yeah. Big pleasure.
Absolutely. Let's begin our journey with this. 6 years ago, this pandemic was changing so much for all of us, especially musicians. How did you get through that era, and how has it changed the way that you do things and create today?
Yes, Joe, it was a very challenging time, you know. We, for everyone, I think, but we are the first to stop our job, our activities, and the last to return, you know. So it's funny, tragic, but funny. We have in Brazil 3 situations, you know. The first situation, a lot of musicians have created a online course, teach online, and doing a live streams with anyone. So, but the second situation, a lot of people have got divorced or got a baby, you know. 3 situations happened a lot here. So I do the first 2. I got a divorce, then I try survivor at that time, you know, very difficult. You need to, at the time, you haven't.
You thought this was your Run Club era. Turns out, it was more of a thinking about Run Club era. The good news? Someone's marathon training is about to start. Sell your workout gear on Depop. Just snap a few photos and we'll take care of the rest. They get their race day fit and you get a payout for trying. Someone on Depop wants what you've got. Start selling now. Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Many options to live, you know. So it's a challenge you to handle with the stress. So I learned with the time to use the technology, edit videos. So it was very important to me. Now, you know, play well, it's the minimal, you know. You need to work, you need must use the technology, the computer, good videos, good whatever you need use it. And so I think the pandemic taught us it's very essential. Now it's the AI. You need the online and know about everything, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. So let me ask you about your new album, Solo Piano, Waning Moon. Talk to me a little bit about the decision to make this album.
Nice. Waning Moon, it happened quickly, you know. To me, last year, I was touring China with my college group, High Trio. So I got inspiration when I went to China. So and then my fourth album, Piano Solo, but in this album I want to explore a different way, you know, an album more introspective, more minimal and dark tones, you know. I have got inspiration by Keith Jarrett, At the Melody, The Melody at Night with You. So the Keith Jarrett to me is a big influence, you know. I think it's an album, alchemy album too. You know, my wife is an alchemist. So living with her gave me the inspiration to create an album. Alchemy is, you know, the moon, waning moon, it's a phase of moon. So to me, it's very special because the life is connected with the spiritual, the universal. Alchemy is everything, you know? So as I told you, it's happening fast because I created the song Waning Moon in almost July last year, 2025. This song Waning Moon. But after touring China, I have got inspiration. I was touring with the trio, so I went to, I returned to Brazil, and I thought, I want to a new album, Piano Solo. So in December, I recorded the album. And they released in February this year, 2026. So I recorded four own songs, compositions mine, and two reinterpretations by Chico Buarque de Holanda, O Que Será, and O Mundo é um Moinho by Cartola. So Waning Moon, to me, as I told you, is very special. It's connecting the alchemy, spiritualism, and my moment, yes, a moment of my life, introspection. You know, I was living almost 1 month in China, October last year. So I meeting new culture is totally different from Brazil.
Yeah,
but it's very special. I'm very, very very grateful with the result, you know.
So what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
Yes, it's a good question. I hope they enjoy the album, of course. I hope the listeners can feel the peace I tried putting this album. It's a piano ballad album. Maybe I think because I focus on more, as I told you, more minimal and not just about technique and velocity. And so yes, in this album there are improvisations, and sometimes I didn't know where I would go, but I think the people can listen the album for relaxing, for feel peace. You know, so sometimes I put my daughter, I have a daughter 8 years old, and I put, "Daddy, put your album for me sleep. And okay, so to me, I hope the listeners can be able to feel the same, the emotional, as I told you, the moon, Wayne Moon, the philosophical. I think it's a philosophical album too. So I hope the listeners can able to listen and see that the same form that I told you.
So, how did this journey into music and jazz, how did it begin and become your career?
Yes, it's a funny history because my father is my influence. My father is guitarist, you know. So since I remember myself, I grew up listening mainly guitarists, a lot of guitarists. So, and my father, it's funny because it's not just jazz. He heard sometimes G3, rock, fusion, Mike Stern, and another time he listening classical guitar, you know. So there was a period, and I was very influenced by my father. So, but the I remember because he always listening Pat Metheny, you know. Is I think Pat Metheny and George Benson. I grew up listening much more guitarists play than pianists, you know. So, but it's fun because my degree in university was classical piano. You know, I felt that wish. So I started with classical piano, and at the same time I was playing at the church, you know, with my father, another musician. So I think the church is a good way to into a jazz, you know. So you can apply your studies and a bit between beyond love God, you know. But I think it did that it invite me to living at the universe. But I remember too, then my father, he listened a lot Michel Camilo, and of course Pat Metheny, Lyle Mays.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
And one day I was in the university in classical piano, but playing popular jazz, working with events, venues. So, and my teacher, a harmony teacher, university, put Michel Petrucciani with Niopi, you know, the duo. Wow, when I listened at that, I was wondering, amazed, you know. Wow. And after that, I downloaded every about the Michel Petrucciani. And yes, Michel Petrucciani, Michel Camilo, Lyle Mays. And after Cesar Camargo Mariano, too, with the Romero Lubambo, Brazilian musicians. So I think that it's incentivize me, you know.
So, do you remember the first live show that you saw that blew you away, that made you think, I want to do that? I want to be up there one day?
All right, the first, I don't remember, but I remember it's very clear to me. My father always put the VAS, and in that time it was very difficult to watch a show like today. You have everything to, I want to watch a Batman or whatever, YouTube, and you can find. But to me, twice, Batman group, I know, I think for Circle. It's a show performance, it's not live performance, but to me, it's my possibility. You know, in Brazil, it sometimes is difficult to make some things, you know, but other concert impressed me was the, I think, Hamburg, a show Pat Metheny. He was very young, Lionel Messi. Play a lot. I think, Keith Jarrett song, The Wind Up. Wow, I don't know if you already watched the show. Hamburg, I think 1979 or 80, I don't know. But my Pat Metheny was very young, you know. And I watched the Lionel Messi playing the solo and then die at the wind up, you know. Wow. Really impressed with that. And yes, this show, these two shows, they impressed me.
You know, I actually live in the hometown of Pat Metheny. I'm in Lee Summit, Missouri, here in Kansas City. Yeah, so that's
Very
wild.
cool.
Just, yeah, it's amazing. Everybody talks about Charlie Parker all the time, but we're getting to a point now where it's the home of Pat Metheny, you know, for
Oh,
sure.
wow.
So,
Very cool.
what do you like the best about being a professional musician? What gets you up every day? What do you look forward to?
It's a good question because depends off the day. I think being a musician, it's a challenge, you know. When you are in the up, in the top, wow, and traveling, touring, and I am talking about musician, but not specifically jazz. Until, even though I worked with another styles, but what I like more in music is play jazz, is play bossa nova, Brazilian music. You know, it's a power of creation. So, to me, be a musician, I already received invitations for another styles, pop stars, and I already played with them, but being a musician, doing what do you like, and you able to create, you able to meeting new people around the world, like me, last year, making new friends, musicians, share the cultures. That possibility to me is very special, you know. And connections, as I told you, in classical, you must read the sheet, you need to follow a pattern. So in jazz, you can create it, you can explore more. To me, it's very, very important, you know. And to be music, be a musician, and play jazz is the same way, you know. Yes, it's my thought.
So, what's the scene like in Brazil? What's the scene like where you're at, the jazz scene?
The jazz, sorry.
What's the jazz scene like? What are clubs and activity? What's going on?
Yes, Here we have a lot of influence, include our music, you know, Brazilian music, Bossa Nova, and here in São Paulo there are a lot of places, you know, venues to play, and we, well, I think in Brazil, because we are a culture, a mission, I don't know if I find the word, but a lot of communities living here, be Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, of course, because we speak Portuguese. So our music, our lives in Brazil is very mixed, you know. So the jazz, here you can find all the styles, the venues, as I told you, is very rich at that point. We can or be to other genres influenced by jazz. So we have a good market business here to jazz.
So if anybody wants to pick up a copy of Waning Moon, I know it's streaming everywhere, but if anybody wants to download or get a physical copy or any of your other albums, where's the best place to go?
Yes, the Bandcamp is the best place, because they supported the self-produced, you know. So Bandcamp is the best place, of course.
Okay. I will put all these links in the show notes. Hey, thank you for reaching out to Neon Jazz. Thank you for taking a minute out today. Best of luck with the album and everything else. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Brazil, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Henrique for swinging on by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.